Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Today's, hey, I was wondering, texts, emails, you can get them to us any way you want. You can post it on our social media sites. The text is 60123. And we use your, hey, I was wondering, you get one of those Eric in the Morning tin camping mugs.
Yeah.
This comes to us from Jane. Jane says, hey, Eric, I was wondering, does Whip still think this was a poor career choice by Taylor Swift? And it has an attachment. So you open the attachment, and you had it printed out, and let me read it to you. Whip, Taylor Swift has a message for the most popular group in music history, Rollover Beatles. Taylor has topped the Fab Four by making chart history with the re-release of Fearless. So here's the chart history part. The album hit number one on Friday in the UK, and with that, Taylor has racked up three number one albums in 259 days.
Yeah.
Three number one albums in 259 days, topping anything that's ever been done in music before. And I believe what Jane is referring to is last year when you advised Taylor Swift as a man in the music industry that her career was on the brink of collapse.
Yeah, yeah.
She was making poor choices.
Right.
By releasing new music, and by God, three albums in a year, has she lost her freaking mind?
Right, and I said that just on the first one.
Right, right, that she was over, that she was done, that she needed to reconsider. And then when that album went to number one in about an hour and a half, that's when you threw Nicki under the bus and said, well, Nicki had given me all the information, and Nicki thinks she's over, too.
Yeah, we had collabed on that opinion.
Nicki's back there in the music department. So now that all that has transpired and unfolded in the past 259 days, Jane would like to know if you're still holding to that belief.
Yeah, well, a couple things, Jane. I mean, I think the jury is still out because we don't know how this is going to affect her career. You look 5 years down the road.
We should all be so lucky to have that jury.
Yeah, yeah. 5 years down the road, you never know how this overkill is going to affect people's desire for Taylor Swift.
She might be the emperor,
totally.
The empress of, right. of something.
I respect Secondly, how you're sticking to this, Whip.
Yeah, yeah. Secondly, here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they do charts, they do all that stuff very differently now than they used to do.
Okay.
So it's much easier to pull off the stuff that no
so
one.
So you're going conspiracy theory.
No. It's true, but it's just easier now to do
easy.
What she's doing.
So what she's done has been easy.
Because no one buys music anymore. So she's not really competing with anybody else. Just her fans buy her stuff. Mm. Everybody else just, you know, downloads stuff and streams it for free.
Now, Nicki, when all this happened and everything that Whip just said turned out to not be true, and then he threw you under the bus. Is there any truth to the fact that you also believed her career choices were poor when she started releasing more music?
Yes and no. Okay. Where our conversation split a year ago was that we were saying that at that point in time, that was when that documentary was out. And people were feeling over Taylor.
That documentary.
The documentary Taylor put out about her.
Americana.
So, thank you. Yep, Americana. And people like in different tests were saying they were tailored out at that point.
See?
So we were kind of like, okay, you know, maybe it's time to take a break. And then she did this. And it was a complete departure from what she'd normally done. And everyone loved it.
Thank God she didn't listen to you guys.
Yeah. I know.
So you think that the reason, and let me read between the lines. You think the reason she was successful was because she did something different. Had she done standard Taylor Swift stuff, I mean, right off the cliff career-wise, right?
Did not say right off the cliff career-wise, okay. But I do think the left turn helped.
Okay. Ironically, I think this is the best music she's ever made.
Oh,
I like this Taylor Swift music better than any of her old stuff.
Give me some bad blood.
That's the irony, but no, imagine.
We are never getting back together.
Imagine if people were not sick of her, how big this could have been.
Imagine that.
Yeah, how big it could have been.
That being said, another follow-up headline to all that. Man caught trespassing at Taylor Swift's Tribeca apartment.
Now, why do they always do this?
To which Taylor Swift said, I have a Tribeca apartment. Police arrived at the building where Swift lives in Manhattan. After receiving a call of a man trying to gain entry, the suspect, Hanks Johnson, sounds like a country singer.
Like Dierks Bentley.
Was arrested without incident. Cops had an open warrant out on Johnson at the time because he'd missed a court date. Taylor, who purchased three apartments in the 10-unit building in 2018, also owns a $17 million townhouse next door.
Oh my God.
So she continues to accumulate real estate. Those are the stories. After 9, we'll wrap it up. I have an apartment in Tribeca? When'd I buy that?
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
What a weekend. What a big weekend. Man, oh man. All the shopping that you had to get done ahead of time and the meal preparation. Everybody coming over to celebrate one of the big holidays, National Husband Appreciation Day.
Baking a cake.
Yeah.
Multi-tiered.
You probably saw, if you got a chance to whip, you probably saw it. If you got to the mall over the weekend, like at Woodfield, you know, over Christmas, you take a picture with Santa.
Yes.
For National Husband Appreciation Day, they got that husband that's just sitting in that chair.
Right, right.
You can go up and get your picture taken with him.
Yeah.
Is he attractive?
Well, aren't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like the cover of the romance novels. Right. He's got like the shirt half unbuttoned, pecs sticking
out. Is Santa attractive? Yeah, you take a picture with him.
That's true.
See, Violetta, after this list is done, you're going to want a husband.
Maybe.
Top three things you appreciate about your husband. 312-233-1019. Anita, what do you appreciate?
My husband cleans the house for me.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice. The whole house. He's that kind of guy. Andrea, what do you appreciate?
In 21 years of marriage, I've never done one load of laundry.
Oh, my God, yes.
See? Those type of men are hard to find, wouldn't you say, Andrea?
Yes, they are definitely hard to find.
There you go. Look at this. Pam, what do you appreciate about your husband? Hi, Pam.
My husband makes me coffee every single morning.
Oh, there you go.
I love the way
she just said
to
that.
Wake up.
Yeah. At number three, what does your husband make you, Mary?
Well, my husband makes me the best cocktail ever.
Cocktails ever.
That's a key to the heart right there.
At number two, Lauren.
I appreciate that my husband took the boys out to the garage and taught them how to build bar stools.
There you go. To go along with the cocktails of before.
Great.
And finally, in at number one, Husband Appreciation Day, what do you appreciate about your husband, Renee?
My husband is a gasoline fairy.
Oh, those guys are the best.
I've heard about those.
Those guys are the best, the gas fairy.
Every single season, it doesn't matter how cold, how hot. There was a string of time where I worked only night shifts. I would never get up from sleep without a full tank of gas ready to go to work.
Full tank of gas. Why are you making the who farted face, Violetta? For Renee, that's a lovely sentiment. You even shook your head no. You wouldn't like somebody to do that for you?
No one's ever pumped my gas for me, even though they tried once. And I wouldn't want them taking my car to go put gas.
See, like, this will all change for her someday.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might have felt the same way, and then I found out my brother does that for my sister-in-law, and I was immediately angry. Like, I've never had the gas fairy come.
If every time you look down at your gas tank and you saw full.
But it's like, you're driving
it
anyway.
Don't rain on Renee.
No, I'm not. I wasn't going to say anything. You're the one calling out my face.
There's nothing I can do, because you were over there like,
it's just strange to me. I can't imagine a world where a man would wake up, drive my car.
There you go.
And get gas and then put it back in the garage. Then I wake up in the morning.
You better embrace the concept of sharing one of these days. Miss me. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. Hey, all this hot dog talk has been entertaining, says 708. Has it?
Sounds patronizing the way they say it.
I'm wondering if you guys think a hot dog is a sandwich. Finally, someone with some sanity. Julie.
I'm going to say no. And my theory is that if it's sliced meat or a spreadable material like egg salad or tuna salad or peanut butter and jelly, then it makes it a sandwich. And I think that theory should stand.
So you say tube meat doesn't qualify, but sliced meat does it. Your meat's got to be flat.
Right. A hamburger is not a sandwich.
Okay.
Well, that's a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
A hot
it's a
dog
shape.
Is a hot dog.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Anybody buy into Julie's argument? It's the shape of the meats.
No, I just think we're arbitrarily making stuff up.
Yeah, I want to, but then what about a chicken sandwich? Because that's like a, you know what I mean? That's not
a slab.
Chicken sandwich is kind of like a burger, but it just happens to be chicken. It's the same exact idea.
But we call it a sandwich.
But she said a burger is not a sandwich. I almost feel like there's a bun thing there, but the chicken negates that.
It's more bun-based. Hey, April.
Hey.
Hi, what do you think?
I mean, I really do think it's really not, but I think part of it is you have a meatball sandwich, and that's like ground meat on bread. You know, you have different kinds of beef sandwich. Uh-huh. So I feel like meat, bread, I mean, yeah, it's a bun, but I think it could and couldn't be. I don't look at it as a sandwich personally, but I feel like I could see where you can.
Yeah, same thing. Well, how about, can I ask a question?
Sure.
So, an Italian beef sandwich.
That's what we're here to do.
Let's say an Italian beef sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, no one disputes that's a sandwich, right? But it's sort
It's got a hoagie roll.
Right. It's not two separate slices of bread. It's a roll or it's a bun. It opens and closes similar to a hot dog, although, again, it's not a tube meat.
That's the thing.
But a meatball sandwich is. It's three meatballs on a, you know, a roll.
On a hoagie roll also. And no one disputes that's a sandwich. So I think these are arguments in favor of the dog being a sandwich.
These are the kind of things that make my dad call me each day and go, seriously, I paid for college. Seriously?
I was just going to say.
This for college. I paid for this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
And into what's trending on Twitter. Your top three things. Ready to roll at number three.
Yes. Oh, I don't know. That was a short intro.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to keep you on your toes.
I guess it didn't work.
Do it a little different every day so you don't fall into that same routine where you're just sitting there.
I was like, is he done? Taylor Swift really just won't stop and can make news even when there isn't much to tell. She's trending right now after revealing that she's currently working on her next re-recorded album, Taylor's Version, after the whole Scooter Braun project. So she's starting another album.
As we told you earlier, she's had three number ones in 259 days, albums.
Which is crazy.
Nuts. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Lizzo excitingly uploads a TikTok showing that Chris Evans responded to her after sliding into Captain America's DMs. She admits that she was a little bit tipsy when she sent him a message. His response is pretty priceless. He says, no shame in a drunk DM. God knows I've done a lot worse on this app, LOL. Because if you remember, he got caught up with some, like, you know, video accidental
took his
picture.
Pants off or something.
Yeah.
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 And she just sent him emojis. Like, that's what's even funnier. I didn't totally get what she sent him, but it must have meant something.
Yeah. Horseback riding and God knows what else. All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Fast and Furious and Dinosaurs, along with the new trailer for the 9th, Fast and Furious director Justin Lin also entertained the idea that a crossover with Jurassic World might be happening. He says, hey, never say never, and that I don't want the show to be boxed or the movie to be boxed in and labeled as one kind of film, so who knows?
What are the two? Fast and Furious and...
And Jurassic World. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
And cars.
Sign me up.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Anybody listening who went through an engagement breakup, what happened to the ring? Reports are saying that Jennifer Lopez has no plans to return her $1.8 million engagement ring to Alex Rodriguez. Again, we don't know the circumstances of that relationship, but we do with these. That's where we're headed. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi. All right, so you had an engagement.
I did.
It broke up.
He broke it up.
What happened to the ring?
I sold the ring.
You sold it.
Okay. I did.
Okay. And what did you end up doing with the money?
I went on a vacation to Hawaii.
Okay. Oh, all right. Did he end up asking for the ring back, or did that never come up in conversation?
Oh, he absolutely did. He got a lawyer involved, and they pretty much told him he was crazy.
Okay.
There you go. I can just sense that there's a lot to that story. A lot of he said, she said going on in that story.
I bet
sure.
You had fun in Hawaii,
though. Yeah, that's a way to do it.
How can you not? Hey, Carol.
Hi.
You had an engagement?
I did.
It broke up?
It did.
And what happened to the ring?
I sold it and bought a Louis purse.
Okay. Ooh, I love it.
There's the purse. There's the purse right there.
These women are rebounding properly. Uh-huh.
And did he break up or did you break up? Who broke it up?
You know, it was kind of mutual, but kind of more on my end.
Aha. All right. And then all that being said, did he ever ask for it back?
He did not ask for it back. I did offer it and he said no.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Look at you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So, I still have the purse.
Okay. Don't have the man, but still have the purse. All right. Hi there, Emily.
Hi.
Engagement breaks up. What happens to the ring?
So I decide to keep it. It was kind of a mutual breakup, but more on his end than mine. Mm-hmm. And his dad actually bought the ring. So that's kind of like a main part of the story. So I think he really wanted it back so that he could get the money back.
Right.
So,
but you really didn't want to give it back.
I didn't want to give it back because I looked at it as a gift. And, you know, we were supposed to get married. We were high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. It just didn't happen.
Right.
So in the end, it was a little bit of a fight over it. So I ended up keeping the ring. My dad helped me sell it. Another couple ended up buying it. I took the money and I bought a townhouse with it. I used it as my down payment.
Wow.
All right. And did you ever feel any level of guilt at all?
Kind of, but not so much. I ended up sending his parents a thank you note.
Thank you for the townhouse.
Oh, my God. That's
if you're in the neighborhood.
That's almost worse than a thing.
Yeah. Wow. So it helped me get my life started up. And now I'm happily married for 17 years. So.
Oh,
yeah,
like this.
Jamming some salt in the wound a little bit, right? Oh, let's get a man's viewpoint on it. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing?
So the engagement breaks up, and what happens?
Well, one day we're having dinner. Huh? And she was giving me several ultimatums in regards to what was going to happen with us after the engagement.
Right.
And I was not liking none of the ultimatums. And so so I took her hand in my hand and slowly slipped the ring off her finger.
Oh, my God,
when she wasn't looking, I slipped the ring off, and I made a run for
it. And booked out of the restaurant.
Wow.
All's fair. It's either a townhouse or slip it off her ring finger and run. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. All right. A mother throws away son's toys after he refuses to clean room on TikTok. Tabitha recently told her 5-year-old son to clean his room. He responded with, "No, you clean it, Mommy." She responded by grabbing a large trash bag and throwing all his toys away. And that's coming in hot.
Yeah, she means business.
You remember that strange, weird punishment you were once given, Diane?
Yeah, I don't know what my sister and I did to tick my dad off, but he had had enough of us and said, "That's it, you guys are going." Gave us suitcases, told us to pack and leave, but wouldn't let us take anything because he bought it all for us.
So it's not like you were 19, though. You were like 7?
Yeah, exactly.
Much more effective on a 7-year-old. The 19-year-old's like, fine.
And wouldn't let them take anything. That's hilarious.
Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
So I was a little older than 5, though. I was probably, I want to say like 8th grade. My dad had asked me to do the dishes, and I, you know, being a teenager, didn't do them right away.
Right.
Went out with friends, came home, and all of the dirty dishes, like pots full of water, were all over my bed.
Ew.
Pack them on your bed.
Wow.
Gross.
Well, make that mistake again. Yeah. Maureen.
All 5 of us kids had to share a room for a week.
That is effective.
Yep.
That is miserable and effective.
It was more effective for the older kids, the ones who were like teenager, close to teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
The younger 3 of us thought it was just a camp out, and it was awesome.
It's like a party.
Right. Yeah, we should do this more often.
It sort of worked. Yeah.
Hi, Lindsay.
So I was like 10 years old. I lied about something, and I really don't remember what it was, but my dad was so mad, he made me write letters to like my older cousins. I'm the youngest cousin, and tell them what I did.
You made you write
so
letters to the family? You will write everybody in this family and tell them what you've done.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so embarrassing.
Wow. That's not a bad one. I might have to remember that one. Hi, Nicole.
Yeah, so when I was 15 or 16, my parents were tired of me having clean and dirty clothes all over my floor, all over my closet floor, so they decided to put all of my clothes in trash bags, hide them from me. So I only had 1 or 2 outfits to wear, rotate through for like a week straight.
Wow.
Oh, that's mortifying.
That's the worst phone line ever. We're having problems with there, but that would be the worst, right?
Yes.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Hi, what happened?
My parents used to think my brother and I go out in the yard on 3 acres and pick up rocks and fill big pickle buckets of rocks until they were totally full. We had to carry them back to the house.
That is right. You are not done until there's a pickle bucket full of rocks.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible.
You know, pickles come into play next hour. More on that in a second. Hi there, Heidi.
Hi.
You recall that punishment?
Oh, I do. So my brothers and I used to do our own laundry. We hang them in the basement to dry if they couldn't go through a dryer.
Uh-huh.
My mom got sick of it, and I got a phone call from my brother. I was old enough to be working, and he said, "You got to come home. Mom threw all of our clean laundry on the front lawn."
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. That sounds vaguely familiar. More on that on the way. And finally, Kathy.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Weird punishment?
Yes, totally. I was probably 15 or 16, and my older sister had picked me up from a party, but she caught me smoking. So when we got home, and she told my dad. So my dad went outside with me. He didn't yell at me or anything. Just sat outside on the bench with me. It was probably like 11:30 p.m., and he just started talking about life with me, but he made me smoke the whole pack.
I knew that was coming.
I knew that was coming.
It was probably like almost a full pack, maybe like 17 cigarettes in there when I got home.
Oh my God.
Maybe like three with me, and then I smoked the rest, and we were up till probably 3 o'clock in the morning.
Smoking?
It was awful.
Like,
I didn't smoke for a long time after that.
No, yeah.
Didn't quit
point
forever.
Point made.
Whoa.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Getting all unexpectedly romantic.
Yeah.
The 8 unexpected romantic gestures that your partner's gonna love, they say. Number 1 being, do a blank that your partner hates. No, it's not like dude or anything like that.
Oh, no. Nobody was
that
thinking
would be
that.
Really, that would be a wake up.
That would be really, really bad.
Nope. Yeah. Not the answer.
Don't do that. Melissa, do a blank that your partner hates.
Do a chore that they hate.
That is exactly right. Yes.
I didn't even get that. How easy was that?
Yeah, it was so easy. And you guys didn't get it. Melissa did. What'd you have, Violetta?
I had activity.
What'd you have, Nikki?
Chore.
What'd you have, Whip?
I couldn't think of anything.
Couldn't think of anything.
Nothing at all.
On the easiest question we're ever going to. Is that easy, Melissa?
Yeah, that was so easy.
It was so easy.
Oh. The 8 unexpected romantic gestures your partner's going to love. Number 1, do a chore that your partner hates doing. What would that chore be?
Just for you. Cleaning out the drain.
Cleaning out the drain.
I hate that. Even the food sink drain.
Yeah. What would that one be in your house, Nikki?
I'm thinking laundry.
Laundry. Yeah. What would it be in your house, Rip?
How about like cleaning the floor?
Cleaning the floors.
That's a pain.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with straightforward cooking dinner. Make one of their bucket list dreams come true. Well, except for that one weird one. But one of their bucket list dreams come true.
Chores seems much easier.
Than the bucket list? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Path of least.
Romance isn't always easy. 8 unexpected romantic gestures that your partner's going to love, also on the list. Surprise them with something nice if they've had a bad day. That's kind of all-encompassing.
Mm-hmm.
Pick them up at work.
That is the best. When somebody picks you up from work, it is so cool. They're like, "Hey, I'll be downstairs whenever you're ready." Like, oh my God, what? That's amazing. Where are we going? What are we doing?
Can somebody grab that Red Bull.
It's really great.
Take the Red Bull away.
It's a good feeling that doesn't happen enough.
Try to read their emotions. It was very difficult there a second ago, trying to read the emotions.
Yeah.
Have a picnic at home. No, that just sounds good. That's not really.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. And then this one is so random. On the 8 unexpected romantic gestures that your partner's going to love, bring them back a souvenir from your trip.
That they didn't get to go with you?
Like a magnet.
Yeah, here's a really cool hat that doesn't really fit you quite right.
Should I take one of those Eric camping mugs and bring it home?
Bring one of those
home. Here you go.
Bring one of those. That'll be great.
This for you.
Bring him back a souvenir from your trip.
My friend went to the Bahamas and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Exactly, that's made for that.
Love Eric in the Morning? Don't miss Eric in the Afternoon. Weekdays at 5:30 on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.
This is how we start the weekend wrap-up right here. Oh, Brittany. She's totally fine. Why is everybody so worried?
Yeah.
The whole hashtag Free Britney movement after the documentary. And what was that on?
Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
You have that, Whip?
I realized I had it when I had to watch this.
There you go.
Like, oh, look at that. I'm already paying.
Britney Spears is assuring fans she's extremely happy and totally fine.
Wink, wink. Help me.
See, that's exactly the problem, right?
Yeah,
there.
I don't know why everybody wants to. Everybody wants to believe that she's got problems, and she's just like, you know what? You don't know anything.
Have you seen any of those videos?
Oh, she's got problems,
right?
But I think of what we're saying is that, or at least what I'm saying is, she's got problems, but they seem to have a plan that has them somewhat under control. Although the hashtag Free Britney people would have you believe otherwise and want her to be in complete control of herself and her finances, and God knows what would happen then. I don't know.
Because they're saying she may not be in control of her social media. That's why everyone's so.
Yeah, she says she's
sending out signals.
Totally fine. Totally fine. You know who else is fine? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He has now purchased, here's a name, a blast from the past, Paul Reiser's Beverly Park, California mansion for $27.8 million.
Wow. Was that Mad About You? What show is that?
That's Mad About You money right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The 17,600-square-foot home has six bedrooms, a tennis court, a baseball diamond. There you go.
Oh, good.
A guest house, a gym, olive trees, elevators, a movie theater, indoor and outdoor pools, and a music studio. Paul Reiser did just fine for himself.
Yeah, well, that was a big show back in the day.
Living big.
Is he the trombonist?
No, he's an actor.
Oh.
Yeah. Alex Van Halen originally built the home in 1993 before selling it to Reiser.
He's bigger than the trombone.
Yeah. Neighbors include Denzel, a bunch of people that you just know by their first name. Denzel, Sly, Rod Stewart, Eddie Murphy, and Sofia Vergara. It's the old people part of Hollywood.
They've all owned that house, or that's
no,
their neighbors?
The neighbors.
Okay.
He's still been laughing at his trombone.
I know, he's still loving his joke. Sorry, I didn't hear a word you just said. I'm basking in the trombone glow.
I heard it. Well, the celebrities often, they buy, it's been owned by a string of celebrities since 1940 or whatever. So I thought maybe.
There's a Paul Reiser, I don't know, on Wikipedia who's a trombonist.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's not your guy. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is launching their own makeup line. The limited edition collectible is not edible and includes eyeshadows, lip balms, and makeup brushes. You can get it at Ulta.
And it smells like peanut butter?
I don't know.
We should try it on you.
Dogs will start attacking you.
Unless you just, you know what, Violetta? You just stay on Wikipedia. Read more about Paul Reiser, the trombonist. Let me get through this.
77 from Detroit.
Let me get through this. I don't want, no. Read quietly to yourself. Read quietly to yourself. Yahoo News says Costco fans rejoiced over the weekend because many locations started offering food samples again.
Dun, dun, da.
How great is that?
No. Yeah. I liked it without it because there wasn't the crowding like around the food.
People go there for lunch and dinner.
Totally.
Groundbreaking smartwatch could detect COVID and other ailments through your sweat.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Be on the lookout for that one. That could be happening soon. Business Insider says Facebook is developing an Instagram for kids under the age of 13.
They gotta get them young.
Yeah, keep them protected from the bad content, but get them hooked on the whole thing so we can really keep this Instagram thing rolling.
Yep.
Right, Violetta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Woman streaks at Prince Philip's funeral.
Whoa. Oh, how do we miss that?
Remember, I've been telling you, I've been teasing this story all morning long.
Yeah.
Yahoo News says a topless woman interrupted Prince Philip's funeral on Saturday. She ran in front of Windsor Castle while yelling, save the planet, stop littering, save the animals, stop killing them, save the planet.
And she had to take her top off for that.
Oh, it tends to get more attention. The streaking incident occurred during a moment of silence for Philip. Well, that's nice and classy.
Dude. Seriously, you're harming your cause.
Over there in England, too, a neighborhood in England is plagued by a phantom cabbage thrower.
That's cool.
Yeah. There, Violetta's back. There she is.
I mean, how
to finish up with a trombonist just in time to catch the cabbage throw.
How do you carry that much cabbage? You know, like you got a sack of cabbage to throw at people.
The neighborhood's being terrorized by a phantom food thrower after cabbages, broccoli, and even some feta cheese have been hurled into gardens all over Stoke-on-Trent, England.
Wow.
By the way, that sounds like something you might find in the fridge. Tomorrow morning before 7, new feature on the show, In the Fridge, could win you tickets to AJR.
Oh, my Sweet. God.
This'll freak you out. Remember I said a second ago that Denver is the town to move to, they say, for millennials, followed by Seattle, which Whip took personal offense to.
I just was surprised.
And then Phoenix. Down in Phoenix, an Arizona woman wakes up to find her tires slashed and a severed finger on the driveway.
Ew.
Oh, so whoever was slashing their tires was not extra careful while doing it and lost a finger.
Did not work out.
It's karma.
Francisco Wyckoff, a former firefighter and EMT, got a surprise when she left her house to find a severed finger on the ground near her new GMC Yukon, which had two tires slashed.
Yeah. product.
So do you take that in to run prints?
Yeah.
I guess you probably should, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wyckoff said that judging from the trail of blood leading to the house next door, she thinks she knows who did it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That's horrible.
She said that she and her husband were at a get-together when her male neighbor became intoxicated and started a physical altercation with the couple. They suspect. We all know what they suspect
That's
is going
rough.
On there. And finally, jumping worms are the new murder hornets.
No.
Pest control experts say jumping worms are invading America.
What?
I've never heard of such a thing.
No.
Oh, I haven't even seen a worm in a long time.
Yeah. Worms are invading America. KTVI-TV says milky worms are 4 to 8 inches long and resemble a snake. They shed their tails when they're threatened. The jumping worms are an invasive species and come from Asia. They damage plants, soil, and other plant life. Jumping worms, murder hornets, we got them all.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Time to find out the top three things trending on Twitter. We gave you just a little snapshot of it earlier this morning at 7 a.m., which we do each and every morning at that time. Now the updated version with Violetta at number three.
Forrest Gump trending because of a viral tweet that states Jurassic Park, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, and Shawshank Redemption were all in theaters at the same time in October of 1994.
Wow.
Well, those are some good movies because right now it's like Bad Boys 10 and King Kong.
What is wrong with Bad Boys 10?
Nothing.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
PEMDAS? PEMDAS is trending. After a math equation goes viral, people remind each other about the order of operations, which commonly is remembered as the acronym PEMDAS. Remember, like parentheses, E for something, M for something.
It must have really worked well.
Yeah,
no, it didn't work
I've never
on
heard
me.
Of it, and you don't
no.
know what it I don't know
you
what
know
it is.
PEMDAS, right, Whip?
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Your wife's a math teacher.
Yeah, I don't know if she's discussed this. I'm sure she knows it.
Oh, well, it's a
if
really...
If only she were here right now.
Right, exactly. Okay, I don't know this one.
I've been working on this math equation for like an hour and a half. It's so hard.
She has.
It's 6 divided by 2, and then in parentheses, 1 plus 2. You got to figure out what X is.
Math
I know...
on the radio is a little hard.
Yeah.
No, it's easy. Well,
why were you doing that for the past hour?
Because I've been trying to figure this out. It's trending on Twitter. I think the answer is 7, but I don't really know how they get there.
All right. You know what? Just put it on Instagram later. It'll be fine. And trending on Twitter, number one.
I'm going to give you this math equation to see if you can figure it out.
I'm busy trying to do the radio show.
Oh.
I gotta try to figure out when to squeeze in some Silk Sonic. I don't have time for
you'll get
for
it.
Math.
That's just all the remember, math we can handle.
Just remember PEMDAS.
Yes.
Is it PEMDAS or PEMBUS?
PEMDAS.
Isn't that the nickname or the name of the warthog on
Pumbaa?
Oh, that's Pumbaa. Yeah, Pumbaa.
Oh, you guys are connected. Pumbaa. I would have never thought you were talking about Pumbaa and Timon.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Aiden and his leather chair trending. Aiden, as in the one that Carrie should have picked in Sex and the City, is coming back to the revival. Mr. Big, the one she actually picked, is not. Chris Knott, you know. Mm-hmm. Aiden does...
Chris Knott.
Isn't that his name?
Chris Knott?
No.
Yeah.
Chris Knott.
But it looks like Knott.
But it looks like not.
Yeah.
Or not.
Right.
I don't know. Aiden still does this thing to me. He gives me butterflies when I see his face, and I'm so
was
excited.
Was that John Corbett? Is that who that is?
Yeah.
You don't even know. You're too busy doing math. What was this? Yeah. I don't know. He does butterflies for me. John Corbett? Yeah, I don't know. I don't
it's
really know.
It's Aiden. Everybody knows
I don't
it's
know
Aiden.
Math. I don't know
carry
acronyms.
The one.
I don't know yeah. Aiden.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Subtract 3.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.